Hello, Gurindaji. How's it going? You seem to be very busy these days.
Hanji Pankaji, I've been working on this assignment all week and trying to research it online, but I feel so lost.
Are, itni si baat? You can use ChatGPT or Google on your respective topic and get all the answers, no?
I did exactly that. But now I have so much information that I don't know how to process it and get what I'm looking for.
That's fair. With all these tools, we have the knowledge of the whole world at our fingertips. But sadly, they can't teach us how to apply it. That's something we can only learn from our experience.
And this brings up the age-old debate of wisdom versus intellect, be it in academics, day-to-day life, or from a spiritual perspective.
That's right. On one hand, we have intellect, which is our capacity to think and analyze critically. Intellect is what drives our chase for knowledge and understanding. But wisdom, you see, wisdom enriches life itself.
Absolutely. I feel like wisdom goes beyond just knowledge. Instead, wisdom is about applying that knowledge in a way that enhances our understanding of the world. And often, it involves reflecting on our experiences to navigate through life's complexities.
Exactly, Gurindaji. But this is the question. In today's fast-paced world, how do we achieve the balance between intellect and wisdom? Do we need to prioritize one over the other? Or are they complementing forces that shape our view of the world?
Those are some interesting questions, Pankaji. Together with our listeners, why don't we explore this topic of wisdom versus intellect further?
So, whether you are sipping on your morning coffee or simply taking a walk in nature, we invite you to join us on this thought-provoking journey.
I'm Gurinder.
And I am Pankaj.
And you are tuning into Soul Vibes. Pankaji, as a student navigating the world of academics, I've often found myself caught up in the pursuit of intellect. From getting what seems to be the only acceptable grade in a South Asian household, A's, to having near-perfect attendance at school, it's been ingrained in me to prioritize knowledge. And don't get me wrong, I believe intellect is important. It sharpens our minds. Intellect helps us build better reasoning abilities and understanding of the world.
Absolutely. I feel like intellect unlocks the doors, but wisdom is what truly allows us to walk through them. Let's say that I know a lot about physical fitness and the health routines that I need to follow to remain fit. But unless I go to the gym and work out and eat a nutritious diet, just having the knowledge is not going to help me get in better shape. I feel the key to truly prosper in life is to use the knowledge, skills, and intellect I have acquired and combine it with Sadhguru's teachings.
I agree, Pankaji. Wisdom is what guides us to take the right decisions in life and apply the knowledge with the correct intent. I feel that sometimes listening to other people's perspectives and experiences can help us become wiser too, right?
Mm-hmm. So why don't we connect with our guests from Toronto who will share their learnings and life experiences with us on this topic?
Indeed, Pankaji. First, we have Santosh joining us today. Dhanankar Santosh ji.
Dhanankar ji, Gurinder ji, I could not relate more. At university, we're constantly in the process of taking new courses that offer new skills and information to prepare us for our professional life. This brings with it a plethora of knowledge to be absorbed, which can sometimes be quite overwhelming. But luckily, I had a professor in my very first semester who gave me one piece of advice that I still use today, and that has made my university experience much smoother.
Really? Now this is something that I must know. Spill the beans. What did your professor tell you?
He told the whole class in the very first lecture not to take notes.
Oh, really? I was always told to make notes by my teachers. But why would a professor ever tell their students not to take notes?
I know, right? I was confused too. But then he elaborated and told us that what he meant was he didn't want us to obsess so much on writing down every word he said that we fail to understand what's being taught and how to apply it. I found that to be so helpful because in the end, we had all the information we needed in his slides, but his approach really helped us learn how to use that knowledge successfully.
That's so true, Santoshji. It seems like wisdom and intellect aren't opposing forces. In fact, it seems they both complement each other.
Exactly. In math, for example, if I remember all my formulas and values, but don't know where, when, and how to use them, then my information loses its meaning. At the same time, if I understand how to do my calculations, but don't remember any of the formulas that I need, that doesn't help me either. I feel like wisdom and intellect work in a very similar way. If I possess all the information in the world, but don't have the wisdom to put it to use, that information is not going to take me very far. That is not to say that intellect isn't important, but you can only truly apply your knowledge with wisdom.
I agree. Have you been able to apply this knowledge outside of your academics as well?
Bilkul ji. Even in life, we're regularly learning new information about our people and our surroundings. This information becomes our facts. We also learn how to interact with everyone and everything around us, our procedures and functions, if you will. And lastly, we know what happens when we carry out these interactions, our results. For example, if my friend is feeling stressed and I listen to what's troubling them, the result would be them feeling lighter. If someone's excited about something and I dismiss their enthusiasm, it will make them sad. Every interaction I've ever had in my life helps me build this knowledge bank of facts, actions, and results. And then, it's my wisdom that helps me navigate new scenarios with the help of the knowledge that I've collected. Just like knowing how to use formulas, my wisdom can tell me when, where, and how to use my knowledge.
Absolutely, Santoshji. I love how you discuss the application of wisdom beyond the academic world and into our everyday interactions and experiences.
You know, that reminds me of a beautiful line from Australia's NYS anthem. Apne karma de naal, vand ke sadguru da gyan, appa sara jahan jitna. Meaning, by applying the God knowledge into our actions, we can win everyone's hearts.
That's so insightful and completely true. When we are mindful of our actions and use our wisdom, life just becomes so much better.
Yeah, mindfulness is so important in our day-to-day life. What I'm curious about though, is how does mindfulness help us in our spiritual journey?
That's a great question, Santoshji. Why don't we ask our next guest about her thoughts on this? Dhanakarji Rajniji.
Dhanakarji. Well, being mindful involves being fully present in the moment and being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions. For example, I remember one day at work, I had just lost a big sale, and one of my coworkers who found out commented on it. I was already upset that I had lost the sale, but after the comment, I felt even worse and lost all motivation to continue. I had enough, so I canceled my next appointment. I was in the wrong mindset and felt that I needed some time to reset. Later that evening, when I was calm, I decided to take a moment to reflect on the comment my coworker made and how it impacted me. While what they had said upset me, by being more mindful of my thoughts and actions, I realized that I took offense of their comment when I shouldn't have, and I let it ruin my day. I recognized that the way for me to move forward is to take a moment to think before I react. And whatever has happened is in the will of Nirankar, and that has helped me to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
That's a very insightful experience. I hope that when I'm put in such situations, I can stay calm and my emotions or my impulsive actions don't overtake my wisdom.
Very true, Gurinderji. But I would like to explore this a little more. Rajniji, please share, how can we make mindfulness a habit?
You know what has really helped me is self-reflection. which must go hand in hand with mindfulness. This one practice that I have started implementing nowadays is, before going to bed, I try to introspect and reflect on the action that I have performed throughout the day. This part of my winding down routine has helped me care for my mental well-being and take time for myself, especially on days when a lot has happened.
Mm-hmm. So what does your winding down routine look like, Rajniji?
What I try to do is, I sit down for 15 minutes at the end of the day, and as I reflect, I write down how I felt and what I can do better next time. This practice alone made me realize that by being more mindful, we can avoid so many mistakes in our day-to-day lives. It has made me more aware of my actions, and now I feel that I can make better and more guided decisions when I am put into difficult situations.
Hanji Rajniji, beautifully said. Practicing self-reflection can really help me watch my actions and reflect and improve my own shortcomings rather than looking at others.
Actually, this reminds me of a quote from Rumi, which goes, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself." It seems reflecting inwards serves as a cornerstone for developing wisdom in both spiritual and practical contexts. Moving on, it's time to get some thoughts from our next guest. Let's welcome Shamiji.
Thank you, Pankaji.
Dhanyavaad, Shamiji. So we just heard from Rajniji about how mindfulness is so important in spirituality. But I'm curious about a question that has been on my mind for quite some time. Is it possible to be intelligent but not wise?
Hanji, definitely. Intelligence generally refers to the ability to understand concepts, learn quickly, and solve problems effectively. On the other hand, wisdom involves not only knowledge, but also includes judgment, emotional intelligence, and the ability to apply knowledge in a compassionate manner.
It seems like it is important to find a good balance between knowing a lot and using that knowledge wisely.
You are 100% right, Ji. The most relevant example in today's world is excessive use of cell phones. Even for myself, sometimes I take my phone out thinking, oh, let's take a 5-minute break and see what everyone is up to on Instagram. And before I even know it, an hour has passed. You know, it's funny, social media was introduced to bring people closer, but now because of it, sometimes we can barely take out time for each other in the real world.
I see what you mean. And you know, recently we have set a rule in our family to put all our devices away when we are spending quality time together.
That's great. Even on a personal level, I have set timers which help me control how long I spend on my phone throughout the day. In fact, my father gave me this wonderful advice, and it had allowed me to establish some very healthy boundaries around my social media use. These boundaries help me use social media, but also maintain a balance with the real world outside of the phone.
Hanji, knowing that in itself is also a form of wisdom.
Shamiji, I can't tell if I relate more with you or your dad in this scenario, because even I'm constantly reminding my daughters to control their screen time.
You guys have reminded me of my own mom. But honestly, the best advice I've gotten in life has been from my parents and elders.
Exactly, Gurinderji. Our elders have so much experience and wisdom to offer that no knowledge in the world can compare to it. They have offered advice, support, and encouragement that has helped me deepen my faith and develop a closer relationship with Nirankar. The true wisdom that leads to our holistic development and growth in life can only be acquired in the company of learned saints. We often hear the quote, "Bina satsang vivek na hoy." For me, gaining spiritual wisdom was a journey that started after attaining God knowledge and is fueled by getting invaluable guidance from the satsangas.
even with the highest knowledge of all, God knowledge, satsang guides us as to how to implement this knowledge in our lives and grow closer to Nirankar in doing so.
Actually, you know, what you have just mentioned reminds me of talking to a saint once, where he explained that if you want to grow spiritually, try to involve Sadhguru or Nirankar in everything that you do and feel the presence at all times. And you will see how beautiful and blissful life becomes.
You hit the nail on its head, Pankajji. I agree that having awareness of Nirankar is integral in spiritual growth. And this reminds me of the lines in her Devbani. It says, Jo iske ahsaas mein jeeta, vivek wala hota hai. Sayyam mein rehta hai vah jan, dheeraj ko na khota hai.
Hanji, you explained it beautifully. Living with awareness and mindfulness really does cultivate wisdom.
And that brings us to our final guest, Prerna ji. Dhanyakar Prerna ji.
Dhanyakar ji. Along the lines of what Pankajji just mentioned, when I think of intelligence versus wisdom, I automatically think of this gyan and see it as a tool. Having this gyan is knowledge and realization, but what we choose to do with it is completely up to us. If I receive this gyan and stored it in some corner of my brain, then it's just merely information. However, if I remember what God knowledge is teaching me and actively try to apply it to every aspect of life, then that becomes wisdom.
Indeed, Prerna ji, do you have an example of how the application of God knowledge has positively impacted your life?
Absolutely, Pankajji. Over time, I noticed that when I start my day with Nirankar, or whenever I choose to leave things in Nirankar's hands, the result has always been beneficial for me. Not only does everything work out, but my entire mindset and perspective change. I say this with so much confidence, and it has happened so many times that it's beyond any form of delusion or deception. For example, we always hear in Sangha to love everyone and see Nirankar in them. Truthfully, it's a very difficult thing to do. So I started challenging myself. The teachings we hear in Sangha have always stayed in my head, but I never applied it to life because I used to think it was an impractical thing to do. When I decided to actually apply the teachings to a situation, the result was much more different.
Don't worry, Prerna ji, I can relate as well. In fact, this reminds me of school when the teacher is explaining a concept in class and I think to myself, I understand, this is easy enough. But when it's exam time and I get a question on the topic, I stumble and blank out because I realize that in theory, the idea or topic makes sense, but until I've tried to apply it, I won't really understand the true meaning of the lesson.
That's amazing. Can you tell us more about how you apply these teachings?
Of course. Whenever I'm able to, if someone is speaking to me rudely or making me angry, I try to tell myself that this is also a form of Nirankar. And then I ask myself, okay, Nirankar, what are you trying to teach me here? Is it patience? Are you trying to see if I can maintain a positive attitude, even when my environment is not positive? At that point, I no longer take things personally, and I see everything as a test or a lesson.
Certainly, Prerna ji. Applying God knowledge has helped guide me through difficult situations as well. Instead of letting my ego or ignorance lead me, I try to remember God and God knowledge so I may think clearly and make the right decisions.
And just like that, this mindset can help you in any situation. Those who have this perspective and apply this knowledge regularly are considered wise, and that's the difference between intelligence and wisdom. If we don't push ourselves to actively apply the teachings we hear in Sangat, then all we're doing is storing information. We may be very intelligent when it comes to speaking about spirituality or the mission, but we'll not be wise until we practically experience it for ourselves.
Gurinder ji, how beautifully Prerna ji explained that spiritual knowledge is not something to be acknowledged and kept somewhere, but rather it needs to be practiced in our everyday activities. We get lots of pearls of wisdom from Sangat, but the true test begins when we step out of the Pavan premises.
I agree, Pankajji. It is not just about acquiring knowledge, but also about embodying it in our daily lives. These experiences remind us that wisdom is attained through action and experience, not just through theoretical understanding.
These wonderful experiences really show us how spiritual knowledge when practiced from the heart, can change us and the world for the better.
Absolutely. Why don't we take a short break and listen to a song?
सद्भावना को दिल में भर कर रहना आपस में मिलजुल कर सद्भावना को दिल में भर कर रहना आपस में मिलजुल कर मानव है तो मानव की पहचान बने हम ये दुनिया सवर जाएगी गर इंसान बने हम ये दुनिया सवर सकूं से धड़के हर धड़कन सवर जाएगी गर इंसान बने हम ये दुनिया सवर जाएगी गर इंसान बने हम
In our hearts a flame so bright Together
दूजे का सहारा हो ना फर्क हो इसमें उसमें सबसे ही भाईचारा हो इंसान को इंसान प्यारा हो एक दूजे का सहारा हो ना फर्क हो इसमें सबसे ही भाईचारा हो गले लगा कर रोते की मुस्कान बने हम गले लगा कर रोते की मुस्कान बने हम ये दुनिया सवर जाएगी गर इंसान बने हम ये दुनिया सवर जाएगी
What an amazing song about recognizing our humanity for a better world, Pankaji. And I feel so energized listening to these wonderful examples shared by our guests.
Exactly. And what an enlightening episode we've had today. To wrap it up, we learned how intellect or knowledge is important to have, But once it's combined with Sadhguru's teachings and implemented in our lives, we reap the true benefits.
And I'm reminded of a quote from Baba Hardev Singh Ji, ki kuch bhi bano mubarak hai, par pehle bas insaan bano, which serves as a reminder that I may use my intellect to reach great heights, become successful in whatever I aspire to in my life. But I must remember to keep the flame of spiritual wisdom alive and become a true human being.
Bilkul ji, and with that said, thank you to all our listeners. Until the next episode, Dhan Nirankar ji.